Officials celebrated the start of construction of a bridge across the Tanana River at Salcha yesterday. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the event marked the first phase of a project important to the state and military.
21 shovels wielded by a group of past and present Alaska leaders turned gravel on the banks of the Tanana River at a groundbreaking ceremony for the Long in the Works project. The bridge is the first step of a planned extension of the Alaska Railroad from North Pole to Delta Junction and beyond. Railroad President and CEO Christopher Odneson said the project realizes the state-owned corporation's mission.
Fulfills our role as the railroad in economic development of Alaska. By charter, we are required to do that, and we take that role very seriously. We're to be self-sustaining and support the economic development of Alaska, and this is a perfect example of that.
The $190 million state and federally funded bridge will span 3,000 feet. The longest bridge in Alaska initially won't serve any track on the other side, but will provide vehicle access for the Army to get to a massive training area across the river. Alaska Adjutant General Major General Thomas Katkus says troops will no longer be limited to winter ice bridge access.
What this provides is a reliable, a very, very stable platform to move large troops, large training exercises into this ground maneuver area year-round. What that does, it brings three major services on the planet Earth together to train where no other place can provide that training opportunity.
CAC has touted the bridge as good for national security and the economic prosperity of Alaska. Senator Lisa Murkowski heralded the project as real economic stimulus.
Back in Washington, D.C., we are all talking about jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. I would like the President of the United States to come out here to Salcha on the banks of the Tanana River, because this is about jobs for the region. This is about the ability of the railroad to expand and do what we all hope that it will do. This is about our national security.
Murkowski credited her predecessors, including her father, former Governor and Senator Frank Murkowski, and the late Senator Ted Stevens, among the many who pushed for the project. State Senator John Coghill described the bridge as a step toward a long-term railroad goal.
As a kid from Alaska, though, I grew up down here in Nenana, and one of the dreams that I've heard about all of my life is how to get the railroad going east. And so I'm really pleased about getting it over this river and starting it east, but we got a long ways to go before we hit Canada, and we want to get there.
Coghill and other state legislators successfully fought for the final $44 million in funding for the bridge during the last legislative session. State Representative Eric Feige recognized the importance of a bridge-associated dike aimed at protecting the flood-plagued Salcha area. Feige urged contractors to buy and hire locally and the military to work with the community.
I encourage you to train hard, train well, but minimize the impacts of your increased presence on the local neighborhood. Much like the theaters of war to which you may head in the future, overall mission success starts with the support of the local population, so please keep them in mind.
Feige asked assembled leaders not to forget the second, third, and fourth phases of the project, providing a rail link with the lower 48. Work is just getting underway on the new Tanana Bridge. A large area has been cleared and riprap is being hauled into the site about a mile off the Richardson Highway. The bridge is scheduled for completion in 2014. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.